This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek for the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive, benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. Thanks to our corporate sponsors, Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind with us all year, along with our official bank of the Toy Drive. That is Great Midwest Bank. Toy donations
they've been
can
collecting
also be
toys for last month, Billy, for this Toy Drive at all the locations.
It?
They had a head start before we even got on the air.
Man.
That's going to be a lot of toys when they stop by. Hey, Gilbert's back over here. Hey, man, you get that huge Wendy's Days double? Ryan Woods, we'll get to Ryan Woods momentarily. How is that Wendy's Days double?
Lord. This seat about to break. Why don't we?
Because they put everything on it, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
Twice.
And I'm not even a bacon fan on my hamburger, but God.
Can we just start from the top?
Tippy?
No. Did we do Fazoli's as well or no?
Well, I don't know what he ate for Fazoli's, but he got the Dave's double. Sheila brought over here from Wendy's for him.
What is it?
Fazoli's. Not enough meat.
Fazoli's. No meat.
Not enough meat. Okay.
Not enough meat. So we're going to talk. I'm going to talk to Mr. Fazoli himself.
Okay.
I mean, try to add up the meat.
Yeah, it got to be bumpy or something, man.
Right. Well, I think the issue, the issue was Leroy,
big lasagna, man.
Yesterday walked over there while they had the chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
Just dumped out all the breadsticks into the one container, said, all right, here's dinner. And just started scooping all of the chicken in there. Yeah. That was it. That was dinner.
You tell when stuff free, don't you?
And then you moved and you got the burger. What was all on the burger then?
Man. Well, if we started
Wendy's
off with the basis.
Uh-huh.
Two big old patties.
Uh-huh.
Fresh, cheese, never frozen.
Cheese underneath.
Neat.
Four slices of tomato. Not tomatoes, tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato, yeah.
Onion.
Yeah.
A stack of onions.
Uh-huh.
Probably about three or four slices of lettuce.
Uh-huh.
And then they put that bacon on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond the Baconator.
That
felt like it was 5 pounds.
Probably was.
So y'all might need to leave out of here in 5 minutes because something brewing under here.
Something brewing.
Now
something
you can
brewing.
Smell this fire now we got going over here.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a little worse than that.
Did you try the chili yet?
I can't. If I ate them beans, y'all for real would be in here.
There's no beans in. I don't think.
There's no beans in their chili.
There's beans
really?
In there.
There's beans
just
in there.
There's beans,
there's beans in there, man.
Don't
just
do that
meat.
To us.
It's all meat in the chili.
No, y'all don't want your boy eat that chili.
Really?
Y'all would never have me on the show again.
You blow him out?
Man.
Is this what we call this, the Bear Studio?
Bear Sunroom Studio.
How you spell that?
B-E-A-R.
Oh, Bear. Okay.
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that
this
disgusting?
Is nice, though.
Yeah.
It sure is.
They need a spokesperson?
No, we
got. Because I need about three of these in my backyard.
They probably do.
Three of them. Mama need one, and I'm going to take two. Mama put all the flowers and stuff in there.
Right. Oh, she's throwing
flowers. And sit there and crochet all day.
Yeah, she will. She loves.
Yeah,
she got
to
put a little
crochet.
Heat in there like that for her?
Yeah, Mama. Oh, she be so mad sometimes she don't need no heat.
Oh, because she hot.
Oh, yeah.
She
coming out of the
you got a podcast coming?
Yeah, my podcast is coming on. I'm on episode 7. We're going to do episode 8 probably Friday.
Uh-huh.
So it's been going good, man. It's been going good. You know, our main topic, we don't just talk about football.
Yeah.
We talk about movies and cars and westerns and girls, like I said. So the topic last week was I'm pissed off because they moved back my movie I've been waiting on for a long time.
What is that?
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
They pushed it back all the way to next November.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to come out in March.
That's a big pushback.
Man.
Now, how they find it, Gil? Where they can find it at?
Oh my! It's on Apple Podcasts,
okay.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever that is, Spotify,
mm-hmm.
Spotify,
whatever that is,
yeah.
Snitcher, Titcher,
yeah.
Fitcher, whatever the hell their name is,
yeah.
That's stupid.
and you record it all right there.
Yeah. Like if we record it on Monday, it'll show up Tuesday.
Who is with you?
It's a guy by the name of Ross Uglum.
Okay.
He's the head dude over at the Packer Report.
Oh, Packer
Report.
Okay,
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's big league.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and him, you know, we got good banter, but it ain't like how we do on here. So
you got any cartoon characters? You know, how do you know, they have you running with a football or something like that?
No, I got a nice, what's that thing, that Chinese anime thing? Goku, what that is?
You know what the Goku is? It's Chinese anime?
I know about the Roku.
Well, Who is it?
I just saw the Roku.
It's a cartoon, man, with the little kid, Dragon Ball.
Oh, Dragon Ball
Dragon
Z.
Ball Z.
Man, get on out of here.
You almost said
something. You got me looking crazy.
You almost said something. Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You almost said something.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z. So it's they made a character out of me.
Oh.
And that's our, it's pretty cool. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, show it to me.
I'll show it to
you. Let's see if we can get
that's
it out
sweet.
There.
That works
Dragon
out. That, that's
Z.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, now joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, talking a little bit of Packers football here inside the Bears Sunroom Studios, as we said. Ryan, appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. You know, I got to say, I am literally starving right now. I'm talking hunger pain, so I would just like to thank you all for how detailed and frankly succulent everything was in the breakdown of that Wendy's meal.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You're welcome,
I appreciate
buddy.
It.
Now you can go to Wendy's and get dinner and you know, take care of all those pains.
I'm going to drive there right now.
Yeah, you should. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about Packers injury report that came out today. Any surprises on there for you or anything that stands out?
No. This is a team that's absent of a significant injury at this moment. Some maintenance stuff going on. Brian Bulaga was not participating in the early periods the media saw, but he was limited today, which means he came back after the media was excused from practice. Don't know what he did, but that's the biggest one. I mean, this is a team absent of a major significant injury.
What concerns do you have going into this game against the Redskins?
Very few. I don't know if I have any.
That's where I'm
being honest with you. It's a terrible Washington team, so you know, the concern in this situation, I guess, is that a team just, you know, a heavy favorite doesn't show up and overlooks a much inferior opponent. But the reality is, you look at the landscape of this conference right now, and it's pretty hard to overlook anybody because this is a good week where, you know, you're not even going against Washington. You're going against the other teams trying to vie for a two seed. You know, you got to win this game to do that. So this is just in the way of that, right? The other reality, and I think this is big, Monday night was big because now all the Packers got to do to win the NFC North is win the four games this season that they'll be favored to win remaining this season. This being one of them, this Washington game being one of them, Chicago, obviously going forward, you know, they don't have to win week 16. They don't have to win that game. They can lose it in Minnesota, win the remaining games, they win the NFC North. So they've got to win this game to do that. So there's things they're playing for that prevent the overlooking. What concerns I have, I don't really have any. It would be a shock if this team did not win this week.
Ryan, I do have a question. Going into the bye week, the Packers were working on a few things. And then out of that bye week, you see the explosion plays happen again. George Kittle, 61-yarder this week or last week, the 43-yarder down the seam. It just seemed like to me the bend-don't-break defense is what's going to work. But is that sustainable once you start playing better quarterbacks and better teams?
No. No, they got to figure that out. You go to New Orleans in the divisional round against Drew Brees, and you're bending. You're going to be breaking a lot. They broke at the end against San Francisco. Played well at the beginning, broke against San Francisco. You do that against Russell Wilson, and the way he's playing right now, he's going to go all up and down the field on you if you bend. So that's something they've got to figure out because when the calendar flips to January and you're going against elite quarterbacks and not rookie quarterbacks, it's an entirely different challenge. So I do think that the recipe is if they can figure out how to stay good in the red zone, don't break, while getting after the quarterback, creating turnovers, that changes the conversation, because big plays, obviously, that's why they call them big plays. But I think that the yards is something that this defense needs. It would be much better for it if it figured out how to stop giving up explosive plays.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, just what you outlined there, reading your article after the game on Sunday, and I know you were going back and forth with people on Twitter about it, about just trying to outline the way that this team, though, can make a successful run in the playoffs, and that's exactly it. Keeping the pressure on the quarterback in the red zone defense is the biggest key here. If they can keep people out there in the red zone and keep what they're doing inside the 20, they will have some opportunity for success late in January. Am I wrong?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. Now, the big question about that, as I wrote after the game, is one thing to do that. This is the recipe, right? Red zone defense, harassing the quarterback, creating turnovers. It's one thing to do that against Daniel Jones. It's another thing to do that against all the quarterbacks that we're going to be seeing in the NFC playoffs. So can they follow that? Because if you're able to do those things, you give them up 400 yards, with this offense, you should be able to win. If you're able to win the turnover battle, 3-0. If you keep the opposing offense out of the end zone, you should be able to win. 400 yards, you don't want to give it up. You should be able to win. So that's the recipe. Those are the ingredients. It's just a matter of whether they can do that against much better competition than a terrible, terrible Giants team.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and PackersNews.com. So the Washington Redskins, they want to run the football. What's the key to trying to slow that running game down?
Yeah, they're going to run it a lot. And the key is to be it's gap integrity. It's the thing that we've heard from this defense all year. And if they're able to do that, then they should be okay, because they've got a lot more talent pretty much everywhere. But defensive front, they should be fine against that offensive line. It's just a matter of doing your job. You're 1/11th, as cliche as that is, your responsibilities, and not getting out of position and not beating yourselves. And when they've struggled with the run this year, that's why. They've beaten themselves. They've not been able to have every man be accountable for doing only his job and nothing more than his job. So if they're able to do that, they'll be fine. But they're going to get tested, because they will run the football, Washington, a lot.
No, they will. And that goes to my point here. I mean, I saw some numbers out where they said the defense last year were better under Dom Capers than they are right now under Mike Pettine. I mean, also, if you look at the special teams, they're saying that the special teams were better under Ron Zook than they are right now. I mean, would you ever thought this team could have 9 wins with that being staring you right in your face?
Here's one thing about the special teams, though.
Okay.
Yeah, the punt return team is historically bad. It has a chance to be the worst punt return team in the history of football. So I'm not saying that special teams have been good, but you've not been seeing near the penalties this year.
Okay.
On special teams that you saw.
That's a positive.
That's a big. You saw a ton of penalties, right?
Sure.
The last couple of years on special teams, you're not seeing that. So I think it's a little bit debatable. It depends on what area you look with the special teams to say that it's worse than it was in years past, because past couple of years especially has been really, really bad. With that said, no, I think this is a team that has played over its head a little bit. It's good, because you don't get to be 9-3 and not be good.
Right.
But you look at where it ranks offensively, defensively, and with the historical ineptness in the return game, the inconsistency of the punter, there's a lot of average there, and 9-3 does not reflect average. So, how have they been able to do that? Situationally, they've come up big in big spots. And when the game's on the line, they've made plays to win games. And at the end of the day, that matters a whole lot more than where they rank offensively, defensively, and special teams.
And that has to give you confidence if you're a Packer fan. I don't know exactly how it doesn't. If you see them make those kind of plays in big-time moments, that's what it comes down to in January, winning football games. Ryan, we'll talk to you on Friday. We're out here at the toy drive. We'll talk to you on Friday, get a prediction for you for Packers and Redskins, but you pretty much summed it up there. If they lose, we're all in some hot water on Monday.
I can't imagine a scenario, short of injury, where that happens. So, yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Take it easy, Ryan Wood. Appreciate you being with us. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.